From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Rahma, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information starting from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, let's begin with the news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Complete vaccination mandatory for foreign travelers in Indonesia. Head of the Presidential Staff Office accentuates importance of food resilience in each region. Now the news in detail. Foreign nationals traveling within Indonesia aged 18 years and above are now required to receive complete COVID-19 vaccination or 2 doses of the coronavirus vaccine. This requirement has been laid down in the Task Force Circulation Letter during the COVID-19 pandemic, which was issued on August the 25th. As reported by Antara, according to point 3B of the circular received on Friday, complete vaccination is mandatory for foreign nationals aged 18 years and above undertaking travel within Indonesia. The letter also lays down an additional requirement described in point 3C, which states that domestic travelers aged 6 to 17 years returning from international travel will be exempt from the vaccination mandate. Head of the Presidential Staff Office, Muldoko, drew attention to the importance of food resilience in each region to fulfill the community's needs amid the threat of a global food crisis. As reported by Antara, Muldoko noted in an official statement that each region in Indonesia must have food resilience, so it does not depend on the supplies from other islands or regions. He conveyed the statement during a meeting with the rector of Manado State University, Professor Dice Katu, and several officials of universities in North Sulawesi on Friday. He also analogized the regional food resilience system with one of the military defense strategies, specifically the compartment system. Coordinating Minister of Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto highlighted continued governmental efforts for downstreaming of the coconut industry, having diverse derivative products to become export-oriented, to increase added value for farmers, and having an economic multiplier effect. He noted in an official statement received by Antara on Friday that the downstream policy implemented by the government requires collaboration and cooperation from all parties. Minister Erlangga wants development to have a large impact and benefit the wider community, including coconut farmers and entrepreneurs. Coordinating Minister for Economic Erlangga Hartarto is optimistic of entrepreneurs working together and actively contributing to creating a conducive business climate to support Indonesia's economic growth. As quoted by Antara, Minister Hartarto at the 2022 National Conference of National Entrepreneurs Network, in a statement on Friday, hope that through the conference, entrepreneurs would be able to play an active role in creating a conducive business climate as well as work together to support Indonesia's economic growth. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. A top ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Friday that Moscow would not stop its military campaign in Ukraine even if Kyiv formally renounced its aspirations to join NATO. As reported by ChannelsNewsAsia.com, today, former President Dmitry Medvedev, now Deputy Chairman of Russia's Security Council, also said in a French television interview that Russia was prepared to hold talks with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, subject to certain conditions. Even before the February invasion, Moscow made clear Ukrainian membership to NATO was unacceptable. After more than 70 days of extreme temperatures and low rainfall, China has seen its worst drought on record. As reported by BBC.com today, southern China has recorded its longest periods of drought since records began 60 years ago. The country is now using cloud seeding to try and change the amount of precipitation that falls. Stock markets in the U.S. ended the week sharply down following tough comments by the head of the country's central bank, the Federal Reserve. As reported by BBC.com, the bank's chairman, Jerome Powell, said that the bank must continue to raise interest rates to stop inflation from becoming a permanent aspect of the U.S. economy. As reported by BBC.com, his words sent U.S. stocks into a tailspin, with markets tumbling 3%. It comes as Americans are having to pay more for basic goods. Inflation in the world's largest economy is at a four-decade high. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The first news comes from Badung, Bali. PT Angkasa Pura I, which manages Igusti Ngurah Rai International Airport in Bali, installed thermo or temperature scanners to directly check the body temperature of passengers as a precaution against the entry of monkeypox. General Manager of Igusti Ngurah Rai International Airport Bali, Handi Heriudi Tiawan, last Wednesday, August the 24th, said that the airport collaborated with the Denpasar Class 1 Port Health Office to place 6 thermoscanner units at several points at the airport. He explained, since the announcement of the first monkeypox case in Indonesia on August the 20th, they have continued to tighten supervision at the airport to prevent the transmission of monkeypox in the island of Bali. The next news comes from Yogyakarta. 5 students of Gajah Mada University Yogyakarta made an innovation to develop laundry waste absorbent by utilizing styrofoam waste and shrimp shell waste. The 5 students are from the Faculty of Mathematics and Natural Sciences and the Faculty of Biology. According to a written statement in Yogyakarta on Tuesday, they developed environmentally friendly absorbents through funding from the Student Creativity Program for Exact Research in the Ministry of Education, Culture and Technology. The title of the research is Polystyrene Sulfonate Chitosan Membrane from Combination of Styrofoam Waste and Shrimp Skin as Anionic Surfactant Absorbent on Laundry Waste. The latest news comes from Bukit Tinggi, West Sumatra. Nagari Tabek Panjang Baso District, Agam Regency, West Sumatra, held a cultural and art festival that was attended by thousands of residents as a forum for reviving Minangkabau traditions last Wednesday, August the 24th. The community leader of Nagari Tabek Panjang, Doni Suhendri, in Baso, Agam Regency, West Sumatra, Wednesday said, the event, entitled Nagari Tabek Panjang Art Show, was held to promote Minangkabau tradition by starting with a procession like an Independence Day parade. One of the evidences of the old history that appears in this art festival is a Minangkabau traditional headgear called Tingkulua, claimed to be 200 years old, with the last owner who died when he was 104 years old. The head of the committee for the Nagari Tabek Panjang Art Show, Ella Rosa, said that this activity would be held regularly every year. Well, that was news from across Indonesia.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows, you may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with the event of August 27, 1939 about the first jet airline that was flown. The Heinkel He-178 was the world's first aircraft to fly with a turbojet engine. The flight was carried out by the German company Heinkel under director Ernst Heinkel, who developed high-speed flight technology. The aircraft first flew on 27 August 1939, and it was piloted by Erich Warsitz. Previously, in 1936, a young engineer, namely Hans von Ohain, had obtained a patent for the use of a gas turbine as a jet propulsion device. Let's turn to another event of August 27, 1991 about the Declaration of Independence of Moldova. The Republic of Moldova is a country located between Romania and Ukraine in Eastern Europe. During the Russian Empire, this area was better known as Bessarabia. After the Russian Revolution in 1917, the Democratic Republic of Moldova was proclaimed. Afterwards, the Republic was united with Greater Romania in 1918. During the Second World War, Romania was forced to hand over Bessarabia and northern Bukovina to the Soviet Union to avoid war. The Soviet Union divided the territory between the Ukrainian Soviet Socialist Republic and the Moldovan Soviet Socialist Republic. In 1991, the Soviet Union collapsed and Moldova declared its independence on August 27, 1991. We end today in history with the event of August 27, 2008 about the first black presidential candidate of the United States of America for the first time. On August 27, 2008, the Democratic Party chose Barack Obama to run as a presidential candidate. The appointment made Obama the first colored presidential candidate in the United States. Obama, who is Kenyan descent, was accompanied by vice presidential candidate Joe Biden in Denver. Obama was running as the Democratic presidential nominee against John McCain as the Republican presidential nominee. Obama won with 52% of the vote from McCain, who got 45.7% of the vote. Barack Obama became the first African-American president. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩保护我
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Sudahi semua bicara, ku ingin segera berdua, dan pagi menjelang melahirkan mentari, pagi dan sudahi semua prasangka. Dunia berputarlah saja, rekam peristiwa yang takkan terulangi lagi dan sudahi malam yang duka. Dunia kau kan baik saja. Hujan akan tiba melahirkan pelangi. Belajar memahami masa depan. Takkah yang disimpan akan tenang melahirkan semua nada indah. Mencoba menjadi bahagiamu sendiri. Sudah lupakan semua derita. Doa semesta menjaga. Luka akan hilang, perlahan terobati. Belajar. belajar memahami masa depan. Takkah yang disimpan akan tenang, melahirkan semua nada indah. Mencoba menjadi bahagiamu sendiri.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, the next segment is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on game industry as Indonesia's digital economy growth media in the future. Kenneth Chio, Regional Director for Southeast Asia and General Manager of Singapore, Malaysia and Indonesia of Tencent Cloud International, sees the potential of the digital economy of Indonesia as promising. This also allows the game industry in the country to grow to reach its maximum point in the future. Quoting Tribune Network on Thursday, Kenneth in an interview recently said that Indonesia is a developing democracy supported by social and political stability. According to him, Indonesia also has the potential to achieve a double-digit gross domestic product this year, year on year. Not only that, the existence of a population of creative young people who are in the millennial and Gen Z age groups makes the digital economy, especially the game industry in Indonesia, can continue to be developed as a potential field. Kenneth Chow believes the future of the digital economy in Indonesia will develop rapidly. He also revealed through the combination of large smartphone users in Indonesia with strong 5G network technology, he is confident with the growth of the future of the gaming industry in Indonesia. Tencent Cloud's optimism as growing cloud service providers in the world also provides support to Indonesia's digital economy, one of which by facilitating an ecosystem of game industry players. For example, in January 2022, Tencent Cloud collaborated with GOX Indonesia or GOX Indonesia, the first live streaming service specifically for gaming in Indonesia. This collaboration offered quality live streaming and esports solution in Indonesia and Asia Pacific along with the growing entertainment market in Asia. Jack Lontoh, co-founder of GOX Indonesia, said it was time for Indonesia to explore new media that can improve the gaming experience, namely live streaming games, especially during the pandemic where the growth in the number of gamers actually increased. With the collaboration carried out by Tencent Cloud and GOX, now game industry players from gamers, streamers to content creators are increasingly able to contribute more to the growth of the gaming industry through their productivity. Kenneth Chow added, Tencent Cloud plays an important role in advancing the game industry in Indonesia for economic growth through various supports for game activists and will continue to do so in the future. That was My Indonesia Today.
Tertutup sudah pintu, pintu hatiku yang pernah dibuka waktu hanya untukmu. Kini kau pergi dari hidupku, ku harus relakanmu walau aku tak mau. Berjuta warna pelangi di dalam hati.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back. 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready. Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
This is Voice of Indonesia, the overseas broadcasting service of Radio Republik Indonesia. Now we present you Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Biluhu Beach in Gorontalo. Listener, Gorontalo has some famous marine tourism destinations. One of them is Biluhu Beach that is located in East Biluhu Village, Batu Daa Pantai Subdistrict, Gorontalo Regency. Even though Biluhu Beach is located in a remote location, approximately it is 20 kilometers from the center of Gorontalo. The beach has a wonderful beauty. The location is far from the crowds, but it has a beautiful atmosphere which is very appropriate for people who want to calm down and relieve boredom and fatigue from daily routine work. There is also the sound of birds chirping, accompanied by the screams of Macaca fasciculares monkeys. Besides, it is also still enlivened by a flock of crows and sea eagles that occasionally pass by, and they make you feel at home to stay longer on this Biluhu Beach. Listener, Biluhu Beach offers the beauty of the sea, such as colorful coral reefs with very tempting shapes, particularly for snorkeling or diving lovers. Moreover, in certain months, the waves in Tomini Bay are not too high. So snorkeling and diving at Biluhu Beach are very enjoyable. In addition, the unique beach, which is part of Tomini Bay, has a cliff as high as about 100 meters. The cliff stands about 200 meters from the beach. The beauty of the beach will be more complete with hundreds of coconut trees standing upright on the white sand. If you like to bathe in the sea, the relatively calm waves at Biluhu Beach are very tempting. In the afternoon, the atmosphere is more charming, adding the reflection of sunlight of the sea surface. Listener, there are three routes to reach Biluhu Beach. First one is by car or motorbike through Bongo Village in Batudaa Pantai Sub-District. Second option is through Barakati Village, which is also still in Batudaa Pantai District. The third one is by sea transportation, called Ketinting Boat or using a speed boat. The price for renting the Ketinting boat with a capacity of 5 until 7 people is from 200,000 rupiah to 300,000 rupiah, and the departure location is from Bongo Village. The trip using the Ketinting boat takes about 30 minutes. If you use a speed boat with a capacity of 15 people, the rental is 1 million rupiah. Traveling by speed boat from Ternate Harbor in Gorontalo City takes about 20 minutes. Listener, if you are marine tourism lovers and are in Gorontalo, please visit the beach to enjoy the undersea view at Biluhu Beach. Well, listener, that's Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Berlarian ke sana, kemari dan tertawa. cepatlah sampaikan kepadaku agar ku tak berharap dan buat kau bersedih. Bila nanti saatnya telah tiba, ku ingin kau menjadi istriku, berjalan bersama dalam terik dan hujan, berlarian ke sana kemari dan tertawa. Namun bila saat berpisah telah tiba, izinkan ku menjaga dirimu, berdua menikmati pelukan di ujung waktu. Sudilah kau temani diriku, sudilah kau menjadi temanku, sudilah kau menjadi. Istriku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, here is miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occur in Indonesia.
Hello VOI listener, welcome back to Miscellany from Voice of Indonesia. Listener, film is a form of art that is often used as a medium to campaign various issues or unrest in the community. Starting from the issues of humanities, culture to social aspect, with the aim of bringing the movement of change to a better direction. Take for example the film Tegar by director Anggi Friska, which raises the issue of the lives of people with disabilities. Not only that, even in the production process, the film Tegar directly involves disabled people, from the players to the production crew. In this film, all disabled people are included in an inclusive manner, making it the first family film in Indonesia that involves contributions from the disabled people. Preparations have been designed since 2019. The production process of this film itself has started since the beginning of 2022. In the process and in its presence, Tegar is worked on by supporting one of the SDG principles, namely, leave no one behind, which means walking with people with disabilities without leaving them amid the condition. Starting from Yuktiasih Proburini, an activist who acts as a script consultant, Ahmad Zul, who plays a role in photographers, Wawan Gunawan from the artistic team, to Anton Jesse, Prihartono Mirsaputra, and Asep, who also takes part in the film story. Anggi Friska, as the director, said, in working on this film, she learned a lot, one of which is that we, as humans, need other humans. She explained that if you understand, don't leave the people with disabilities behind. That's one of the issues raised through the production of this film. The film Tegar tells the story of a 10-year-old boy with the same name who has a physical disability and must try to survive alone when everyone else leaves him. The film is slated to be released in October 2022. Well, listener, that was Miscellany from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
VOI International Quiz 2022 is back! 8 winners will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. Get ready! Who knows? You may be one of the winners of VOI International Quiz 2022.
cintamu pasti bisa mengubah jalan hidupku. Cukup sekali saja aku pernah merasa betapa menyiksa kehilanganmu. Kau tak terganti, kau yang selalu ku nanti. Takkan ku lepas lagi.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku o chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata o mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
For home, getting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protege, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World, 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id or RRI Playgo mobile app. Listener, next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listeners, today's edition of Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Melati di Tapal Batas by Listio. Melati di Tapal Batas is a song by Ismail Marzuki and Suto Iskandar, which was created during the post-independence Indonesian struggle. This song was created as a moral message, especially for the young female warriors called Barisan Trikandi, who went directly to bear arms and help with logistical and medical supplies. It was Lieutenant Colonel Mufreni Mukmin, commander of the 5th Cikampek Regiment, who was in charge of the battle area of Jakarta and its surroundings at that time. Feeling moved and concerned about Barisan Trikandi, who was very heroic on the battlefield, Mufreni Mukmin then met the poet Ismail Marzuki and Suto Iskandar, asking to make a song that could influence the young women to withdraw from the front line without feeling inferior and losing their fighting spirit. Alright listener, let's listen to the song by Listio, Melati di Tapal Batas. Happy listening!
Kau gadis muda jelita, bagai sekuntum melati. Engkau sumbangkan jiwa raga di tapal batas Bekasi. Kau dinamakan Sri Kandi, pendekar putri sejati. Engkau turut jejak pemuda, turut mengawal negara. Pendekar putri nan cantik, dengarlah panggilan ibu. Sawah ladang rindu menanti akan sumbangan batimu. Hai putri muda remaja, suntingan kampung halaman. Kembali ke pangkuan bunda, berbakti kita di ladang.
istri nan cantik. Dengarlah panggilan sawah ladang rindu menanti akan sumbangan baktimu. Duhai putri muda remaja, suntingan kampung halaman, kembali ke pangkuan bunda. Berbakti kita di ladang.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, it's time for me to sign out now. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz, www.voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Don't forget to check our social media accounts, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, VOI Indonesia. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, VOI Indonesia. I'm Rahmawati signing out. See you in the next English program.